Well, good morning. I hope that you're pumped up, praise the Lord, and ready to go today. It's coffee and confessions time. Hey, you ready to do your coffee and confessions? You can get them right off the website there at jeremiahsmithministries.podbean.com. And you can just go through these confessions with us. We're literally going to go from the top to the bottom there of the confessions. Once you hit the confessions tab, I believe you hit the pages tab, and then you hit the confessions tab. And you can just literally go down through these with us. And I believe it'll bless your spirit and encourage you today. I hope you're ready for a good week. Praise the Lord. We always like to start out with a scripture. And we're going to look at Romans, the 8th chapter and the 31st verse here. And that's one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. Of course, they're all my favorite, but this is a really good one. Romans, the 8th chapter, 3:31, it says, "What shall we say to these things?" And it has a question mark there. What things are you facing this week? What are you dealing with this week? You know, what are those things that you're thinking, man, this is going to be a challenge this week? It says, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" Think about that today. You know, whatever your circumstance is and you think it's big and what you're going to deal with, you know, if God's with you, you're going to easily come through it because he's able to help you overcome every circumstance, every challenge. Who can be against you? Praise the Lord. Amen. Nothing's too big for God. Nothing's too big for him to help you get through. And that's a powerful, powerful scripture. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Is there anything you think it's big enough to take on God? He creates planets and stars and the solar system. He flung the Milky Way out there, praise the Lord. You know, there's nothing too big for him to help you come through. And he's been helping you come through this last year. And he's going to help you come through each month. He's a good, good God. Amen. Amen. Well, let's get into our confessions today. We're going to start literally at the top. And we're going to start with Psalms 103:2. And we're going to start right there. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits." Lord, obedience to your word, we recall and receive anew today all the benefits Jesus has provided for us or for me. You want to put yourself in there. He says he has forgiven all my sins. He's my healer. I receive my healing and health today. My life is redeemed from destruction. I am crowned with his loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies my mouth with good things, so my youth is renewed like the eagles. He executeth righteousness and judgment for us. Against oppression, we are free. He makes known his ways to us. We are his child, and we follow him. We receive his grace and mercy and obtain it in times of need. You know, I don't know about you, but I've needed grace and mercy many, many, many times in my life, and I'm sure I'm going to need it in the future. It's good to be claiming that grace and mercy for your times of need. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to do three prayers here. These are powerful prayers, and I believe that they'll change your life. These are Holy Spirit-inspired prayers. Of course, all scriptures inspired by God. But these are powerful, powerful prayers, and I believe that they'll literally change your view in the Bible and change the view on how you look at things. I believe that they'll help you enlighten your eyes so that you see things you've never seen before in the Word and deepen your relationship with God. Ephesians 1:16-23, it says it like this. And just put yourself in these prayers as we pray them. They're short little prayers. "You have given me the spirit of wisdom and revelation of Jesus Christ. I thank you that the eyes of my understanding are being enlightened to know the hope of your calling and the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints. You're revealing to me the exceeding greatness of your power, according to the working of your mighty power, which raised Christ Jesus from the dead and set him at your right hand." Let's go to the next one in Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, and it starts in the 14th verse. And just put yourself in there, just like we did that last one. "Grant me, according to the riches of your glory, to be strengthened with might by your spirit in my inner man, that Christ may dwell in my heart by faith, that I, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that I might be filled with all the fullness of God. I praise you, Lord, that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in me." And of course, in Colossians, as we have in the 1st chapter, the 9th verse, this is the 3rd last prayer for us. And just put yourself in there as we do these prayers. This prayer here: "I pray that you fill me with the knowledge of your will." Oh, that's good. Fill me with the knowledge of your will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that I might walk worthy of you unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of you, strengthened with all might, according to your glorious power, and to all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Unto you, Lord, be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Well, we're going to get into the rest of our confessions here. We'll be going into some confessions here for fear and worry. Are you fearful? Are you anxious? Are you worrying? Well, these are some great confessions you can do right from the Word of God to help you with fear and anxiety and worrying. Let's go ahead and get into these. I am the body of Christ, and Satan has no power over me. I overcome evil with good, Romans 12:21 and 1 Corinthians 12:27. Greater is he that is in me than he who's in the world, 1 John 4:4. I will fear no evil, for you are with me, Lord. Your word and your spirit comfort me, Psalms 23:4. I am far from oppression, and fear does not come near me, Isaiah 54:14. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, for my righteousness is of the Lord, Isaiah 54:17. Whatsoever I do shall prosper, for I am like a tree by rivers of water, Psalms 1:3. Lord, you have delivered me from the evils of this world, for it is God's will, Galatians 1:4. No evil shall befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling, Psalms 91:10. For you have given your angels charge over me, and you keep me in all my ways, Psalms 91:11. In my pathway is life, and there is no death, Proverbs 12:28. I'm a doer of the word, and I'm blessed to my deeds, James 1:22 and 25. I take the shield of faith and stop everything the enemy brings against me, Ephesians 6:16. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. I forbid any sickness to come on me, Galatians 3:13. And then, of course, we have the next one here. I have overcome by the blood of Christ. We don't hear enough about the blood, do we? I overcome by the blood of Christ and the word of my testimony, Revelations 12:11. The devil flees from me because I resist him in Jesus' name, James 4:7. The word of God is forever settled in heaven, Psalms 119:89. And great is the peace of my children, for they're taught of the Lord, Isaiah 54:13. Some great confessions there for fear and worry. Well, we're going to do these confessions now for material needs. Are you needing some stuff to fulfill your purpose that God's put on your life? Well, these are some great confessions for to make sure that you have the material needs that you need to have in your life. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Poverty, sickness, and death, Galatians 3:13, Deuteronomy 28. For poverty he has given me wealth. For sickness he has given me health, 2 Corinthians 8:9. I am rich because of the blessing of the Lord. That's Proverbs 10:22. I delight myself in the Lord. He gives me the desires of my heart, Psalms 37:4. I have given, and is given unto me good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, Luke 6:38. I have all sufficiency of all things to abound to all good works, 2 Corinthians 9:8. For my God has made all grace abound toward me, 2 Corinthians 9:8. There's no lack, for my God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. Oh, that's some great, great confessions there. Well, we have some more confessions here for wisdom and for guidance. You know, you can't get enough guidance and you can't get enough wisdom, praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but we need this on a daily basis, don't we? Some guidance and wisdom. And so let's get into some great confessions for guidance and wisdom. The Spirit of truth abideth in me. He teaches me all things. He guides me into all truth, John 16:13. I have an unction from the Holy One, and I know all things, 1 John 2:20. God has given me wisdom freely, James 1:5. I'm always at the right place at the right time. My steps are ordered by the Lord, Psalms 37:23. I have perfect knowledge of every circumstance I come up against, James 1:5. I trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding, Proverbs 3:5. In all my ways I acknowledge him, and he directs my path, Proverbs 3:6. That word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, Psalms 119:105. He will perfect that which concerneth me, Psalms 138:8. I let the word of Christ dwell in me richly in all wisdom, Colossians 3:16. I follow the good shepherd, for I know his voice, and a stranger I will not follow, John 10:3-4. I am not conformed to this world, but I am transformed by the renewing of my mind by the word, Romans 12:2. Well, we're getting to our last confessions here for comfort and strength. I hope that you're enjoying this. By now, I believe it's getting in your veins, getting you pumped up. Praise the Lord. And so we're going to do some great confessions for comfort and strength. Praise the Lord. Now, let's start at the top. It says, the joy of the Lord is my strength, Nehemiah 8:10. The Lord is the strength of my life, Psalms 27:1. Greater is he that is in me than he who is in the world, 1 John 4:4. I will not let the word depart from before my eyes, for it is life and it is health, Proverbs 4:21 through 22. I let no corrupt words come out of my mouth, but that which is good to edify, in Ephesians 4:29. I refuse to give place to the devil, Ephesians 4:27. I speak the truth with love and grow up in him in all things, Ephesians 4:15. No man shall take me out of his hand, for I have eternal life, John 10:28. I let the peace of God rule in my heart, and I refuse to worry about anything, Colossians 3:5. That which I refuse to allow here on earth, God also refuses to allow. And that which I do allow, God also allows to come to pass here on earth, Matthew 16:19. I'm a believer. I don't know about you, but I'm a believer. Are you a believer? This is speaking to you, isn't it, then? I'm a believer, and these signs do follow me. I speak with new tongues. I take authority over the devil. I lay hands on the sick, and they recover, Mark 16:17 through 18. I'm complete in him who is the head of all principality and power, Colossians 2:10. And then I just had a few here at the end that I enjoy. And now we're going to just close with these. And I've enjoyed my time with you. I hope that you're having a great time. Praise the Lord. And I hope your day is one of the best days you've ever had. Praise the Lord. And so we're going to go ahead and do these last few. I'm the healed of the Lord. 1 Peter 2:24, Isaiah 53:5. I am the healed of the Lord. You know, maybe today you feel you've been dealing with sickness or you're dealing with something that's you're needing a healing. Well, that's a great confession. I am the healed of the Lord. 1 Peter 2:24, Isaiah 53:5. Favor works out all my situations. Favor goes before me, behind me, side to side, Psalms 5:12. No weapon formed against me will succeed. I like that version there, Isaiah 54:17. And of course, this is what's been prophesied for this year. This is the year God will do more than I ask or think in my life. Praise the Lord. Isn't that good? He's going to do more than you can ask or think in your life this year. I believe that with all my heart. Well, I've enjoyed my time with you. I look forward to again spending time with you Wednesday. God bless you. You have a wonderful, wonderful day. If you'd like to contact us for a prayer, praise reports, or offerings, go to jeremiahsmithministries.podbean.com. Thank you for listening.